This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More people are protesting in Denver today in response to the officer-involved killing earlier this week of George Floyd, an unarmed black man in Minneapolis. Protests in Denver turned violent last night as police and protesters clashed. So far, today's protest has been largely peaceful. Maya Ntep says this week's protests are different from similar ones of the past.
As you can see, there's so many of our allies out here giving us such strong statements of support. We have LGBTQ, we have black people here, we have white people here, we have Mexican people here. This is a wonderful turnout. This is a changing of times because never before have people come and rallied against the whole nation to preach for police reform.
More demonstrations are planned for this weekend in Colorado. The city of Boulder is closing a handful of streets today to give businesses more space to operate. Two blocks just west of the Pearl Street Pedestrian Mall will close, as will a stretch of the road on University Hill. Julie Caza is with the city of Boulder.
We want to be sure that the restaurants can open and maintain the physical and social distancing guidelines that are essential right now in the current situation.
Restaurants can also expand seating areas onto nearby sidewalks and parking lots. More than a dozen other cities across the state are planning or considering similar street closures. Colorado State University in Fort Collins has announced plans for in-person classes to begin as scheduled on campus this August. Classes will move online after fall break. The plan will facilitate a variety of classes that are delivered both in person and online during the fall semester. This is CPR News.